Welcome to GFT, Galactic Figure Talk, a podcast about Star Wars and Star Wars action figure collecting.
Awesome, yeah!
The reason they're 3¾ inches tall is because the first mock-up figures that I made were Fisher-Price Adventure People.
I will freeze your body in carbonite forever, Han Solo!
Not so fast!
We finally launched 6-inch when I felt the time was right. We needed a new spark.
We started selling all of the action figures through the fan club, and our most successful was the Cantina Band. That was enormously one of the best-selling items we've ever sold through the fan club.
I used my nephew as a hand model on the Waffle Box. He's the one with the little hand that's in there.
It's Kenner's new Star Wars action figures.
Now, welcome your host, Chris B.
Welcome to another episode of GFT, Galactic Figure Talk. My name is Chris B. I'm your host, and on this episode, I want to go over the reveals for Bring Home the Galaxy week number 8. You know, this program runs for a total of 9 weeks, so we have one more week or one more Tuesday to go for reveals. But first, let's talk about the reveals from today. So this morning, Hasbro revealed the Vintage Collection Endor Bunker, and it was already announced previously at one of the conventions this year as being in the pipeline, and they threw up this picture of the bunker onto the screen, and so we knew this was coming, but we didn't know what it would actually look like, how big this was going to be, whether there's going to be a figure included, and what have you. And now we have the details, and I do want to say thank you to Hasbro for yet again having GalacticFigures.com being a part of this exclusive reveal for the fan community. Now, the links to the Endor Bunker playset are in the podcast description. If you haven't seen it yet, check out the press images on the website. And you'll also find all the pre-order links on the website as well. And this thing is going to go up for pre-order on December 7th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. But let's go over the press release, which I have here, and the pricing info and all of that information. And this Endor Bunker is going to cost $59.99. So $60 plus tax. I'm looking at $66.67 for this. It is not a retailer exclusive, so you can purchase it at a variety of different online places like Amazon, or, you know, the preferred method, of course, Entertainment Earth, if you prefer your figures to be mint. And just like previous playsets, this is going to include an action figure, right? I mean, that's something that they've been doing with all the playsets, where with the Tantive IV hallway, they had the Rebel Fleet Trooper, and with the Navarro Cantina, we had the Death Trooper, and the, what else did we have? Oh, the Bespin Carbonite Freezing Chamber had the exclusive Stormtrooper on the Empire Strikes Back card. And so they are including an action figure here with this set, and it is the Endor Rebel Commando in Scout Trooper disguise. That's the old guy that we see right next to the bunker. He can be seen in a few scenes in Return of the Jedi, and I remember freeze framing through the movie, you know, some 10, 11, 12 years ago when the first version of this 3¾-inch figure came out. Back in 2008. And sure enough, you can see him standing around in the background, and you can also see him with the arms up and without the helmet. I think for a while there was also a rumor that this was actually going to be Captain Rex, and I think that rumor was later debunked by Dave Filoni himself. And so I think that's one of the reasons why this is just a generic Endor or Rebel Commando. It's interesting that they didn't call him Nick Sand like they did the 2008 figure. So what I did is I went ahead and I took the press images and I compared it to the Legacy Collection figure that came out in 2008. And I'm not quite sure exactly what is different, but I am pretty sure that the legs are different, especially the boots are different on this new version. I'm pretty confident that the upper body and the arms are identical to the one that they've released in 2008. I'm unclear about the head sculpt, although I think the paint is, of course, updated. The beard on the 2008 Legacy Collection figure looked fairly yellowish, whereas here in the press images, it does look white, so it does look a lot better. But the unique thing about this figure here is, of course, that it's single-carded, and the card image looks nice, and it is something that they have not released before, carded, in the Vintage Collection, and so I think that is a welcome addition in my book, even though the figure itself seems to be a kitbash of old and new parts. And so the bunker itself is basically just the entrance. There is no interior to it. So you basically have the entrance, you can slide the doors open, and that's basically it. There are no additional pieces included. There's no, you know, there are no bushes or trees or anything like that included so you could build around this world a little bit. None of that is included here. So it's really just the entrance. There are two radar dishes on the top of the roof, but they look to be sculpted onto the roof and are not removable. It would have been nice to see Hasbro re-release some of the tree stumps, which they have done previously. There was a set that was a Target exclusive back in the days in the late 2000s, I think. They could have reissued those or maybe include some grenades or maybe even a weapons rack that you can, you know, place behind the bunker doors, maybe, so that troops can kind of grab a weapon when they leave the bunker. Because the bunker itself, even though it looks really cool, I think it looks a little empty. I wish there would have been a bit more included here. I mean, I don't really need this to be as elaborate as the Book of Boba Fett throne room or Jabba's Palace throne room, which was like a $250 piece. And it comes with like 50 accessories and it's huge and everything, right? I don't need the Endor bunker to be that. But I feel like a little bit more would have been nice so that you can kind of build around it a little bit. You know, maybe a few bushes or something like that would have been nice to see. But this is for sure a great starting point for a diorama. And I think this is also going to easily fit into a Billy bookcase, for example. Or if you have a detail from IKEA, if that's the kinds of room that you're dealing with, and I know that I am dealing with that, and I know a lot of you guys are dealing with IKEA furniture, for example. So this should easily fit into one of those display options. Now, I'll be happy to take another look at the Endobunker once I actually have it in hand, and I can talk about, you know, the types of plastic they used and how thick it is and the durability and all that stuff. I know that I do get those kinds of questions every now and then. So once this is out, and it's supposed to be available in the spring of next year, so just in time for the 40th anniversary of the Return of the Jedi, I'll be happy to report back and share with you guys more thoughts about this set. Again, if you're interested in pre-ordering it, it goes live on December 7th, 2022 at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Links to the press images and the press release are on galacticfigures.com, and you can find the links to that also in the podcast description. So Hasbro has just come out with a video where they talk about the Endor bunker and give us a few more details about this entire set. So listen to this.
Hey Star Wars fans, I'm so excited to talk to you today about a cool toy. That is our Endor bunker playset. Now this is part of our Bring Home the Galaxy program, but it's also part of our team loving to celebrate the 40th anniversary of Return of the Jedi. That amazing film had such iconic scenes. And one of the things that we wanted to bring to life, of course, for the 3¾ world building scale was a location from it. So we selected this Endor bunker, and one of the reasons that we did that was that I love to pick a playset location that's gonna let you bring so many characters together in one shot. So in this, you know, scene, you can bring together, if you've got them from previous purchases, your main heroes, your Imperials, your scout troopers, your Ewoks as they, stand up on the roof, all of your incredible moments from that shot in the movie. And so this is such a great location to bring together all kinds of characters. Now, for this one, we also have to talk about the figure that actually comes with it. You might think he's a normal scout trooper, but actually, he's the Rebel Commando in scout trooper disguise. This was such a fun little sneaky moment in the movie. Over on the side of the shot, you just see this one, you know, all of the Imperials kind of arresting this one Rebel who was, you know, rocking that scout trooper costume and trying to sneak his way in. He's such a cool little cameo, and this one is, we thought, also just a fun character select. Because if you buy multiples of the bunker, then just leave the helmet on and now you've got a troop builder. So some of the other fun details about this playset, one of the things that we like about it is the size of it. It is larger than, for example, the previous release Power of the Force version from the 90s. So this obviously was a little bit of the inspiration for this cool playset today. And so we went a little bigger. This one's 16.5 by 7 inches tall. It's a nice size. It doesn't look as toyetic, you know, in its size. It looks more like a true scene. And as well, you know, this one had a feature of the sliding double blast doors, but they kind of slid around on you a little in the 90s release. So that's something we specifically sought to improve on. This one has a nice detent snap in place for your blast doors. So opening up the first doors and then opening up the second. One of the things you'll notice is that it snaps both into open and closed position really nicely. It's going to stay together. It's going to stay in place for you as you pose all your scene out. Other things that we love about this new playset, one of them is just that I wanted to bring in some of the foliage of the forest moon. So on the top, you can see these piles of leaves, all of the kind of debris that's fallen onto the roof. And on the bottom, you can see a deco of like the moss that's starting to creep up the side walls. All of that's bringing together just like that, the color palette of Endor, the kind of cool detail of the forest moon in a way that we thought was really unique for this release. But that's not all. I love a feature that's on the interior of the entryway door. So up in here, you can find a little opening hatch door. That little hatch door is for where Han Solo tried to hack his way into the bunker. It opens and closes. You can see some colorful buttons inside. But as well, there's a little swivel up door right here. And that's the spot where R2-D2 tried to hack in with his scomplink just before a trooper blasted him. So, really cool detail in the doorway from those character scenes, those character moments. So that's our Endor bunker set. We really enjoy it. We hope that you also love to build that Endor scene. This one is a mainline item, and it is going to be available for pre-order. So bring home the bunker.
So the second reveal from this morning for the Bring Home the Galaxy campaign was the AT-ST vehicle, the Scout Walker from The Return of the Jedi. Hasbro has released this vehicle several times in the past, and now it's back in brand new packaging, and it also includes a repackaged Chewbacca action figure. This vehicle is going to cost $89.99. And unlike the Endor bunker, this one is exclusive, and you can only get it at Big Bad Toy Store and Entertainment Earth and Hasbro Pulse. So those are your options. So $89.99 plus tax. I'm looking at $98, basically $100. That's what I'm looking at. And this one is a bit of a tough one because I remember those Scout Walkers being $10 at my local Ross store when they clearanced out the Black Series version of that. I also remember the Kmart exclusive vintage collection AT-ST from the 2012 line. That was also clearanced out at Kmart at $14.99. And of course, you know, the recent one that we got was the one that was sold exclusively through Best Buy, which was the AT-ST Raider, and that was $69.99. So now we're looking at $20 more for this vehicle. And you know, I'm fully aware that we're now in times when collectors spend $2,000 on sail barges, right? I think the sail barge goes anywhere between $2,000 and $2,500 currently. I actually came across an auction for the box only. So just the sail barge box by itself, and that sold for over $400 on eBay, right? Or the, you know, Jar Jar Binks in Carbonite, that entire set from the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive set that goes for over $1,000. Or The Death Star set that was a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive also goes for over $1,000. So I am fully aware that nowadays, you know, collecting 3¾-inch figures is a very expensive hobby. I get it. And I guess, you know, then looking at the $60 for the Bunker or the $89.99 for the Scout Walker doesn't all of a sudden seem all that expensive. Although I still think it is expensive. I have to say, though, the AT-ST is the best version of this vehicle that Hasbro has ever made in the past 40 years, without a doubt. It is beautifully designed in terms of details, and the paint application is great. And the way you can display it, whether you want to have the legs extended or shrunken down, there's a lot of different ways in how you can display it. Definitely has room for two basic figures in the cockpit. I'm not entirely sure if Chewbacca fits in there. I actually doubt that he does. But we all know that the Empire doesn't build their vehicles for Wookiees, right? But yeah, it does come with the side cannons that you can rotate. And there's a lot of display possibilities for this. And it's basically the best version of the Scout Walker that they've ever made. And if you don't already have it, this is your opportunity to add it to your collection at what now is a regular retail price at $89.99. Now, there are some reports of people complaining about the legs, that the legs don't really hold the weight all that properly because the cockpit weight is too heavy and it just kind of falls over. I never had that problem with mine. Mine just stood perfectly fine. You know, I mean, you know, it does take a while to balance it out properly depending on how high you go and how far you extend those legs. But I never personally had the issues with the legs. But they came out with a video today where they specifically acknowledged that they've tightened the joints in the legs, and so it should have more stability than previous releases. The included Chewbacca figure is not carded, so that's going to be included loose. And the figure is a re-release of one that they've done in the mid-2000s. I think it's been released twice previously. And there's really nothing new here. So it's the same old sculpt. And basically, the AT-ST and the figure itself are straight repacks, basically. Now, I would have liked to see Chewie being on a card. I feel like this would have made the deal better. Especially, you know, the alternate card back that we've been asking for a while now with Chewie and the fluffy head, or the alternate card back basically that Kenner did for the Return of the Jedi. And that's not the case though. And I think, you know, if they would have included it, I think there would have been a lot of people upset about it because they would have had to spend $90 just to get the carded figure if they didn't care about the vehicle. So I guess Hasbro made the right choice, but I still would have loved to see this figure being carded, and maybe we'll see it down the road in the basic assortment. But if that's the case, I hope that they'll spend some money on the tooling for this figure and give us a little nicer version of Chewie. So there you have it. So those were the two reveals, the Endor Bunker and the Scout Walker from the Return of the Jedi in the Return of the Jedi 40th Anniversary Packaging. Both come with a figure. The Bunker comes with a carded Rebel Commando, and the AT-ST comes with a loose repackaged Chewbacca from the mid-2000s. So let's talk about store reports and current deals online. Walmart basically has got nothing going on in terms of discounts. At least I haven't found anything. They kind of also missed Black Friday completely while everybody else seemed to have some deals, but Walmart was not the place to be. Target currently has their spend $50, get $10 off deal back. So if you buy two Black Series 6-inch figures, the exclusives, which are like $26.49, they then add $10 to your Target circle, and you can then apply that to a future purchase. And we've seen those kinds of sales quite a few times over the past few years. And they also have this deal where you go over $100, they knock $25 off, or they give you the $25 in the target circle. And so you can apply that to a future purchase, basically. So not a bad deal, especially because they still have a lot of their exclusives in stock, specifically for the Black Series. So, for example, they have the Ahsoka Credit Collection still in stock online, plus the two Andor figures with the Imperial Officer from Ferrix and a Shore Trooper. And they also have the Obi-Wan Kenobi Tibidon Station still in stock on their website, together with the Boba Fett Droids figure as well. So if you combine some of those, and you get over $50, you get $10 back, basically. And if you do over $100, you get $25 back. Not a bad deal at all. Currently on Amazon, there is nothing happening, although they sometimes do copy what Target is doing. So maybe keep an eye out on that if you're more comfortable ordering through Amazon. And then as far as all the other retailers go, I don't really see any crazy discounts currently. Now, there has been a shipper showing up, an aisle display at Walmart stores. It has a bunch of toys from the Black Series on it. For example, the Scout Trooper, the Holiday Edition, is featured on it, together with the two Walmart exclusives with Jack One. That's the Bounty Hunter droid from Kenobi, and the Purge Trooper from Kenobi, together with some exclusive Black Series figures that they had earlier in the year with the Shock Trooper from the Bad Batch, and the Mace Windu in Clone Trooper armor, together with the General Grievous figure. So those Black Series figures are now showing up in stores, which is interesting because I still have the two exclusive figures from Walmart on pre-order. So the One Jack and the Purge Trooper, I've pre-ordered those, but they haven't shipped yet, even though they are now already being sold in the stores. But if you have a Walmart in your neighborhood, maybe give it a try and see if they have this aisle display. I went to two different Walmart stores this morning. One had it out, the other one didn't. The last bit of news that I just got was an email by Entertainment Earth saying that they now carry the Black Series 40th anniversary Admiral Akbar figure, together with the Cassian Andor and B2 EMO droid, which was previously a Hasbro PulseCon exclusive. So both of those items were Hasbro Pulse exclusives, but the Cassian Andor set specifically was for Hasbro PulseCon. And apparently both of those sets sold fairly poorly, apparently. So now Hasbro is soliciting it to other retailers, and Entertainment Earth jumped on the opportunity and they're now carrying them. So if you don't want to purchase your figures through Hasbro Pulse, Entertainment Earth is now also an option for those two figures, or three if you count the droid. So a couple of house cleaning things before I wrap up this episode of the podcast. I do want to say thank you to Ray and Jeff and Matt for coming out and hanging out at the Last Galactic Figure community chat, where we talked about Andor and some of the toys. It's always great to connect with you guys. And the next Galactic Figure community chat is going to be in January, once some of the episodes of The Bad Batch are out. So we're going to be talking about that. And I'm looking forward to that. So if you want to be part of that, make sure to keep an eye out on Facebook and the Facebook group for all the details about the upcoming chat. So one thing I wanted to throw out there again is Andor. And that was something that we talked about on the community chat in detail. And the one thing I've learned is that, you know, the opinions about the show are split. I think that's the one thing that we can agree up on, is that Andor certainly split the fan community even more. I, for one, I absolutely did not like the first season of Andor at all. But Matt, who was on the show, for example, on the community chat, he absolutely loved it. He thought it was the best thing ever. Way better than The Book of Boba Fett and way better than Kenobi. And, of course, I disagree with that. To me, this was not the way I want to see Star Wars. But it is kind of weird to be a Star Wars fan and not connect with a Star Wars TV show at all. And, you know, I said that on the chat as well. I'd rather have Obi-Wan Kenobi chop up a desert whale on Tatooine than, you know, seeing Mon Mothma selling out her own daughter or talk about renting an apartment on the corner, that kinds of stuff. The real life stuff is not what I need in Star Wars. And I'm gonna leave it at that. And that's all the Andor talk that you're going to hear from me until season 2 drops. And that's it for this episode of GFT, Galactic Figure Talk. I'll be back again once there's some Star Wars action figure news. And of course, I'm going to be trying to wrap up this year with a look back at the various toy lines that we had this year. Also, keep an eye out in the Galactic Figures community Facebook group for the poll, where you can make your voice heard and vote for the top 5 TVC figures for 2022 and the top 5 figures for the Black Series 6-inch line. You guys know that the top figures always get a little blurb on the website so that people know exactly that this figure is among the best released versions, and it makes it easier to just kind of get an overview of what awesomeness there really is out there to collect. The link to the Facebook group is in the podcast description, or just go to Facebook and look for Galactic Figure Community and join the Facebook group. Also, if you have a second, please leave a review on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you're listening to the podcast. It does help the show tremendously, helps the show to be bumped up in the ratings, and it does motivate me to keep going, you know, if I see that you guys actually like the podcast. And yeah. So thank you guys, and I'll catch you on the next one.
It's a wrap for this episode, but the next one is just around the corner, so make sure to subscribe. Meanwhile, have fun browsing over 4,000 Star Wars figures on GalacticFigures.com, the Star Wars action figure database. The website helps you look up and identify Star Wars figures. Leave your own figure reviews in the comments, or check out photo galleries, figure info, news, press releases, or event coverage from New York Toy Fair and Star Wars celebrations. Thanks for listening. Check the links in the description, and remember to subscribe.
So bring home the bunker.